Hello there, and welcome to What You May Have Miffed. And this week, I have a shorter but no less entertaining episode for you. It's been a busy week for me, so today we are once again making a return to the realms of the weird, wonderful, wacky and whimsical tales from our favourite brotherly duo. Yes, the tales of the Brothers Grimm is our playground once again. But before we delve into the story, remember to hit the download button wherever it is you listen to podcasts, as that really helps me out. And also head over to www.talesfromthetrunk.co.uk to keep up to date with the adventures of Percy and Engelbert. Now then, let's get into today's story from the Brothers Grimm. Dr. Know-All. There was once a time a poor peasant called Crab, who drove 2 oxen with a load of wood to town and sold it to a doctor for $2. When the money was being counted out to him, it so happened that the doctor was sitting at the table, and when the peasant saw how daintily he ate and drank, his heart desired what he saw, and he would willingly have been a doctor. So he remained standing a while, and at length acquired if he too could not be a doctor.
"Oh, yes," said the doctor. "That is soon managed."
"What must I do?" asked the peasant.
"In the first place, buy yourself an ABC book of the kind which has a cockerel on the frontispiece. In the second, turn your cart and your 2 oxen into money and get yourself some clothes and whatsoever else pertains to medicine. Thirdly, have a sign painted with the words, 'I am Dr. Know-All,' and have that nailed up above your house door."
The peasant did everything that he had been told to do. When he had doctored people a while, but not long, a rich and great lord had some money stolen. Then he was told about Dr. Know-All, who lived in such and such a village and must know what had become of the money. So the lord had the horses put in his carriage, drove out to the village, and asked Crab if he were Dr. Know-All. Yes, he was, he said. Then he was to go with him and bring back the stolen money.
"Oh, yes, but Greta, my wife, must go too."
The lord was willing, and let both of them have a seat in the carriage. They all drove away together. When they came to the nobleman's castle, the table was spread, and Crab was told to sit down and eat.
"Yes, but my wife, Greta, too," said he, and he seated himself with her at the table.
And when the first servant came with a dish of delicate fare, the peasant nudged his wife and said, "Greta, that was the first," meaning that was the servant who brought the first dish. The servant, however, thought he intended by that to say, "That is the first thief." And as he actually was so, he was terrified, and said to his comrade outside,
"The doctor knows all. We shall fare badly. He said I was the first."
The second did not want to go in at all, but was obliged to. So when he went in, the peasant nudged his wife and said, "Greta, that is the second." This servant was so frightened that he got out. With the third, it did not fare any better, for the peasant again said, "Greta, that is the third." The fourth had to carry in a covered dish. In it were crabs. The lord told the doctor that he must show his skill by guessing what was under the cover. The doctor looked at the dish, had no idea what was in it, and cried out,
"Alas, poor crab!"
When the lord heard that, he cried,
"There! He knows who has the money."
At this, the servants were terribly anxious. They winked at the doctor to come out to them. When he went out, they all 4 confessed that they had stolen the money and that they were willing to restore it. They led him to the spot where it was hidden. Thus, the lord got back his wealth, and Dr. Know-All received a large reward and became a famous man.
Well, there we go. Short, sweet, and a bit weird.
Apparently all the equipment you need to be a doctor is a book of medical ABCs, some clothes, and a sign. These will also help you solve crimes. What did you make of this tale from the Brothers Grimm? An odd one, I think. Anyway, moving swiftly on to On This Day in History,
and on the 4th of April, 1581, Francis Drake was knighted by Queen Elizabeth I aboard his galleon Goldenhind at Deptford in England. In 1814, an officer mutiny forced the French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte to abdicate for the first time in favour of his son, who was not accepted by the Allies occupying Paris. And on this day, in 1968, US civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated by James Earl Ray at the Lorraine Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee. And that's your lot for this week. Short and sweet this time. Remember to head over to www.talesfromthetrunk.co.uk to find out more about the letters from Percy and Engelbert. And if there is a story that you would like to hear featured in the show, then you can drop me a message on TikTok or Instagram and I'll get an episode out there for you. But for now, cheerio, and I shall see you next week for another episode of What You May Have Mythed.